The circulation module is designed to support all types of library circulation functions, including policy setting, charge-out and check-in, auths, interlibrary loan, communication to borrowers, and RFID barcode. In the circulation main window, we have different menu options. Each of these gives the access to different functions and actions. For example, to define the dates library clause, select Setting, Dates Library Clause. To define the hours of operation for a library, select Library Hours. To set the circulation policies, select Menu Policies. The circulation module uses different policies to control charge out of item, overdue, and to calculate the amount of fine. The loan policies limits, for example, describe the time limits set up for a borrower and an item. The overdue policies specify when an overdue notice will be sent and when a borrower will be blacklisted. The fine policies define what fines the borrower needs to pay for an overdue item. The fine could be set in money or in days. In days means that borrower will be blacklisted for a period. Each policy considers the loan type, the borrower type, and the loan period type. In the OliSuite system, each borrower is identified by a unique barcode number. To search a borrower, select Borrower Info and enter his surname or name or his barcode number or tag RFID. From the Borrower Summary window, you can check his loan status selecting Status button, or you can check his Olson copy. You also verify the fines of this borrower. In these following tabs, you can save other information. For example, you can save the address, the username and password of the borrower to access to OSIGenius, the telephone number, the mobile number, the email address, and in this box, you can set the borrower preference contact used by the library to send a communication to a borrower. To create a new borrower, select New Borrower. Enter his surname, name, second name, barcode or tag RFID. To delete a borrower, selecting Deleting Borrower. Enter a date. And the following action will delete all users with circulation and date before this. In the circulation module, to display information about the status of an item, select Copy Status. The system will open a window where you can use different criteria to find and search the item. For example, surname, name or barcode number tag RFID of the borrower, barcode number tag RFID, chef list number, amigos number of the copy. I enter the barcode number. Select search by copy. The system will display the status summary window. From this window, I can check olds, view record, check orders, modify copy, recall the copy, or renew the loan. In the circulation module, to charge out an item to a borrower, you need to select Charge Out. From this window, you can enter the barcode or surname or name of the borrower. I enter the barcode. Then I specify the barcode number of the copy or its tag RFID. The operation was successful. Now, To check in the item, I select Check In. I enter the copy barcode, and the item is returned to the library. The system checks if the returned item is overdue and calculates any fine amount owing. HolySuite has many functions to support librarian circulation operation. For example, from the overdue window, a librarian can control the processing overdue notice for each type of borrower and each type of loan. It can decide to process only the first overdue, or the second, or tail, or blacklist. Before start the processing overdue and send the notice to the borrower, the librarian could decide to check the list of all overdues to be sure that none of the supposedly overdue items were returned and not correctly checked in. To print and send the overdue notice to the borrower, we need to use the notice function. From this window, we can choose what kind of notice we want to send to the borrower, for example, first notice. The notice produced could be sent to the borrower via email, SMS, or print and send. Another application that was integrated in HolySuite circulation module is Interlibrary Loan. Interlibrary Loan is an application for managing the interlibrary loan transaction between two institutions based on the International Protocol for Interlibrary Loan. The interaction between libraries is based on the exchange of messages, requests, keeping the communication protocol indication. After receiving an interlibrary request by email, the library has the possibility to transfer the requested copy. Moreover, for all libraries that using HolySuite, it's possible to transfer and circulate copies. You don't have only the possibility to exchange messages via email, but also the possibility to physically move the copies. Another application that was integrated in HolySuite is RFID integrated system that allows the user to improve HolySuite functionalities by using special hardware device able to read the code tag ID recorded in small labels to be sticked on the copies. The RFID system is useful also to have a detailed topographical map of the library structure.